This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 208, recorded on Friday, August 17th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And we're doing another game review tonight. This is actually a pretty fun little game. We have not taken it with us recently. This is a game that probably... we bought it... Actually, I just saw it on Amazon because I was looking up the price and everything. I think we bought this game last March, so March of 2017. The game is from 2012. The name of the game is Murder of Crows. And it is actually, I did not know this until I started looking stuff up, it is from Atlas Games. And if you've been playing along carefully, you'll remember that Atlas Games is actually the same company that does Cults Across America, which is one of the oldest games that I have reviewed thus far. Very fun Cthulhu Mythos game-based game. Same company does this Murder of Crows, which is a very different game. Murder of Crows is a super fun, very quick... 20-25 minutes at most game. It is playable by two players, and it's a good two-player game. Charlotte and I do play it together, two players. We've taken it out. It doesn't take a huge amount of space, but it is playable up to, I think, five players. Got the list right here. I know. I'm 1,000% sure that it... it's 2 to 5. But the important thing for us is that it's playable with two players. Board Game Geek considers the best number at three players. I'll explain that in a second. I probably agree with that. But that's your kind of standard. Almost in almost every situation, a game that is playable by more than two players is kind of designed for more than two players. And at best, you get a truncated version of the game for two players. And by truncated, what I mean is they don't really mess with the rules or anything, but it just means that, you know, in a three-player game, if two players get behind one player, you can gang up together and kind of go against the one player. And then maybe all of a sudden the one player, player one, let's call him, you know, gets behind, and then player two and player three have to fight it out to see who's going to win. You don't get that sort of thing with a purely, I mean, when you're playing with only two players, because it's two player twos against player one and player one is against player two. There's no other option to, you know, to allow you to you know, increase the complexity of the game. On the other hand, some games literally like almost break themselves. They overly simplify themselves for a two-player game, and it's not a fun experience. This is not one of those games. So 3.5 minutes in, I'll actually describe the game. The game is, like I said, Murder of Crows, and it is it's not Cthulhu Mythos themed, but it is definitely probably Edgar Allan Poe themed, which I like because I lived in Baltimore for quite a while. It's a card game. You're dealt a... Start the game with a hand of five cards. Each card has a letter on it. And the letters are M-U-R-D-E-N-R again. To spell a murder. I.e., you know, a group of crows is called a murder of crows. And your goal in this game is to spell murder. You cards are dealt. The first person, in fact, I believe the first person who plays in the first initial game is the most suspicious looking player in the group, and so that would often be me. So I usually get to go first. Normally, you draw one and then play one. The very first player of the very first turn doesn't draw a card. You know, the typical like. You went first, so you get a tiny disadvantage sort of thing. You draw a card, you play a card in general. Cards do two things. First of all, they get you moving towards the murder spelling. And the first person who spells murder wins. Second of all, every card that you play has an effect on other players. They vary between cards. For example, if you play M, I'm not going to read them all off because that would be tedious, but M is misplace. They all have a, you know, M is for misplace, U is for uncover, R is for reap, blah, blah, blah. Image 4 is misplaced. Take any one card of your choice from another player's murder, so the cards that they've already laid out, and put it in your hand. U is for uncover. You play U down. Everyone else reveals their cards to all the players. You take one card of your choice from any other player's hand, and you put it in your own hand, etc. So that is, so you play down a card, you, one, the card's effects occur, and two, the card hopefully moves forward your murder. You can play multiple cards of the same letter. That does not matter. You may do that for two reasons. You may do it, A, because you want to use the effect of the card, and B, there are certain cards that, for example, the D, which is drain. The player who plays drain chooses a letter. Everyone else must discard one of that card from their murder if they have it. So if I have a murder, if my murder has two M's in it, you play out the D and you decide for whatever reason to choose M, I would have to discard an M, but I would still have an M because I had two M's. So there are situations where playing both for the play value of the card and for the fact that you have two cards of the same letter, that playing multiple cards of a letter is a good idea. So then there is also, there's a little bit of off-turn action, which becomes most notable in the multiplayer game. Well, I mean, it happens in two-player games the same way, but it's most notable in three, four, or five-player games. Because many of these things say everyone else, for example, reveals their cards. Well, everyone else in a two-player game is one other person. But everyone else in a three-player game or a four-player game is two or three other people. There are actually ways. So you have to reveal all your cards, and then I'm going to take a card from one of you guys. So let's say we're playing a four-player game. You all have to reveal your cards, and I'm going to pick the card I want. And a lot of times that is pretty powerful because, you know, if I'm getting close to spelling murder and I just really needed a D or whatever, one of you is likely to have a D. Well, there is a way. So each card not only has a letter on it and a little bit of card flair that you technically talk about at the end of the game, but they also have a number of crows on them, either one, two, or three crows. And if I play, and each, there's many variations. So there are R's that have one crow on them. There are R's that have two crows on them. There are R's that have three crows on them. There are U's that have one, two, and three crows on them. So if I play out a particular card, if I play out a, so I was talking about U before, so uncover. So if I play out a U, and I'm playing with four people, you're all going to have to uncover your cards and let me pick one of them. However, let's say my U has three crows on it. If you have a card in your hand, doesn't matter which letter it is, matters how many crows are on it. If you have a three-crow card in your hand and you decide to discard that card, you can discard that card, showing it at discard, goes into a face-up pile, so you can, I can see that it also has three crows on it. You are you're shielded from the effect of my card, so you don't have to show me your cards, and you're not involved in the I get to pick a card or any other thing that I do. The, for example, the drain, choose any one letter, everyone else must discard one of that card. You wouldn't have to do that. You wouldn't have to discard a card. So that's the off turn, and the reason I say that's more important in a multiplayer game is because it's more likely it's going to occur. It's more impactful when you're seeing multiple people versus just the one person. And then there's also like a wild card. It's called the Wild Crow, which you can basically use for everything. You could use it. It can be used as a wild card in the sense that it will fit any of your letters. So if you're trying to spell murder, you can use it for the U, you can use it for the D, you can use it for one of the R's, it doesn't matter. You can use it to remove an entire stack, i.e. however many cards. Let's say I'm spelling murder and I already have four M's. There would be no reason that you would have that, but let's just say I had four M's in my stack to make sure nobody could mess with my M's. With a wild crow, if you wanted to, you could remove my entire M stack, so I'd lose all four of my M's. And you can also discard it to prevent the effect of any card. So it basically, that one, two, or three raven thing that we were talking about, the wild crow card. I don't know how many wild crows, I'd have to look it up, but there are not that many of them in the deck, but they are a wild card that can prevent any of those effects occurring. That is not normally the way I use them. I usually use them to fill in the murder. So that's basically the gist of the game. It is, like I said, it's pretty quick. You're playing these cards out. You're trying to spell murder. You know, other people are trying to prevent you. It is a fast-paced and fun game. We're actually... What happened? We had the first edition of the game, which came in I looked this up on Amazon. If you look it up on Atlas Games right now, the second edition of this game looks like it comes in a 10. It is basically, it's just one deck of cards. It's around maybe a little larger than a standard card deck. Looks like it comes in a little 10 now for $14.95, which is a good deal. I didn't see it on Amazon, but I did see it on the Atlas Games site. When we bought it, it was, like I said, it was last year, and it came in a paper case, like, you know, like a card deck case, basically. And that thing fell apart. We had played the game a number of times, and it was not a super, you know, well-made card case, and it just fell to pieces. So we ended up actually having to put the game into a like an ultra pro. It's like the sort of, it's kind of a flexible but rigid plastic case that most people use for Magic the Gathering cards. It's a case that's built to hold what is either 50 or 60, whatever the standard deck is, Magic the Gathering cards in a plastic sleeve. You can buy them at Target. You can buy them anywhere. We bought one of those, and we put the Murder of Crows cards in there. But the problem was, when we put them in there, they became like a invisible. And we put them in our game wall of games. Instead of being the Murder of Crows box, actually, we probably need to take this little Murder of Crows thing and like tape it to the outside or something, because it just disappeared in the wall. I didn't even notice the game. I was looking through stuff in our games for a game to review yesterday, and I looked at it and I'm like, what is in that box? And I opened the box and I'm like, holy shit, that's Murder of Crows. That's a fun game. Didn't do it last night, but wanted to do it tonight. So it is a very, like I said, it's basically a fat. And if it's in, it's like a fat, slightly larger than a regular deck of cards, it's probably, I'm guessing it might not even be 50% larger. Maybe that, not that much larger than a regular deck of cards. It's not giving me a card deck number on the instructions here, but it's not that big. It's very easy to carry around. Great little game, easy to explain to people because, you know, it's, yeah, you're spelling murder, and then each card has a particular thing it does. There's six cards, but there's only five things that they do since there's two R's. So it's easy to play. It's easy to teach. It's fast. It's fun. It's actually a quite little fun game. I apologize if you're hearing the dog trying to get in the door, and we're going to take care of that in a minute. So that is Murder of Crows, and I think this is going to be a game that we will probably be carrying it at Dragon Con, I would say, because I believe it goes up to like 5 people. It, again, doesn't say it. It says on the Board Game Geek list, but so, like I said, we don't have the box anymore. The box, and a lot of times stuff like that is on the box. It is interestingly not on the instructions. And it goes up to 5 people. I would definitely play this at Dragon Con because it's a quick little game you can just throw out and boom, 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 play, and it's done almost before you know it. So this will be something that we'll probably be carrying around. So if you guys want to play it, we'll have it. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Everything else you can find on the Elsewhere tab on the kenzoid.com website. This podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution. Attribution Share Alike. Got it. Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. Take care. Bye.